Still, we were getting them one by one and managed to destroy 4 of the 7 buildings. Then, when there were only 2 aliens left, a nearby grenade blast flung one of them to within a few meters of a door. He dove in, and several grenadiers fired salvos after him, but they all fell short or detonated harmlessly on the side. Bombs were falling all around, making an awful racket, but the sound was suddenly drowned out by a great sigh, like a giant's intake of breath, and where the building had been was a thick, cylindrical cloud of smoke, solid-looking, dwindling away into the stratosphere, straight as if laid down by a ruler. The other Tauren had been right at the base of the cylinder. I could see pieces of him flying. A second later, a shockwave hit us, and I rolled helplessly, pinwheeling, to smash into the pile of Tauren bodies and roll beyond. I picked myself up and panicked for a second when I saw there was blood all over my suit. When I realized it was only alien blood, I relaxed, but felt unclean. "Catch the bastard! Catch him!" In the confusion, the Tauren had gotten free and was running for the grass. One platoon was chasing after him, losing ground, but then all of B-team ran over and cut him off. I jogged over to join in the fun. There were 4 people on top of him, and a ring around them of about 50 people, watching the struggle. "Spread out, damn it! There might be 1,000 more of them waiting to get us in one place." We dispersed, grumbling. By unspoken agreement, we were all sure that there were no more live Taurens on the face of the planet. Cortez was walking toward the prisoner, while I backed away. Suddenly, the 4 men collapsed in a pile on top of the creature. Even from my distance, I could see the foam spouting from his mouth hole. His bubble had popped. Suicide. "Damn!" Cortez was right there. "Get off that bastard." The 4 men got off, and Cortez used his laser to slice the monster into a dozen quivering chunks. Heartwarming sight. "That's all right, though. We'll find another one. Everybody, back in the arrowhead formation. Combat assault on the flower." Well, we assaulted the flower, which had evidently run out of ammunition. It was still belching, but no bubbles, and it was empty. We scurried up ramps and through corridors, fingers at the ready, like kids playing soldier. There was nobody home.